Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sanspants Radio. Remember, the E is silent.
There are heaps of great shows to see at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Really, you're just spoiled for choice when it comes to good content. Well, this year, why not say fuck it and ignore them all and come see me host Big Deal, a nightmare game show featuring a whole bunch of Sanspants people and comedians. It's sort of like the game show equivalent of when you open a tub of drinking chocolate and accidentally inhale the whole thing. Grab your tickets from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website or from our own website, sanspantsradio.com/live. Also, if you head to sanspantsradio.com/merch, you can grab some limited edition enamel pins of all of our logos and my face. So get in while the getting's good.
Welcome to episode 15 of Into the Jungle Island of Dendar, a D&D's for Nerds adventure. Before everything, but not before this.
So you're in the I don't want to call it a corridor, it's more like a passageway of
looking
some
down.
Sort. Yeah, but looking down.
If we lower the rope, they'll spot the rope straight away.
Yeah.
But if we thermaturgy, then lower the rope and then get down there, they'll be like, what the fuck's going on? And then bam, surprise.
Yes.
Wanna do the second one, Adam?
That's like real life me's actual fear.
Two of them
swallowing vomit from someone else.
It's filled with a liquid that you smell as alcoholic. Maybe like a wine or something.
Oh, gosh.
Oh boy.
The half woman, half snake. She seems to be in charge of this entire show. She's performing the ceremony. Instead of attacking you this turn, she's just continuing the ceremony. Splash again and again and again at you. As the four pure bloods in the circle, realizing that you're attacking their leader, concentrate fire on you. It scores a critical hit on Linus.
Oh well, he was rude to me before.
Linus is brave, man.
He's also rude.
That could be fun, but I reckon there's something coming through this door.
Oh no, yeah, no fair. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
We're gonna want some
good luck pretty soon.
We're gonna intro. Also, which two villagers died?
We didn't know either.
Oh, thank God.
Molto bene. The Yaunty Nightmare Speaker towers before you, ready to strike, but close to the ledge.
Oh, so I go to do the shove. Yes. I try to shove her off the edge. And I charge up and go, stay away from my quest, Dad!
The Yaunty Nightmare Speaker is big. Way bigger than you. She is bigger than
if
a
I
person.
If I run off the edge right now.
What a way to kill you. So much, no, invisible and then jumping off is better. That's way funnier. But this would also have been funny. But that's not what happens. You run up. Charge into her, you slam into her as hard as you can, you cry out maybe something about Linus, maybe something about Goody or Lunabon. You yell something that seems important at the time, but your ears are ringing so much that and you're just running on adrenaline so much that you barely even know what you yell. Mm-hmm. All you know is you slam into her and you deal like 5 points, no, 4-3 points of damage it would be, but... Oof. That's enough. She loses, not to say her footing, she doesn't have
a snake bottoming,
but for lack of a better term, she loses her footing and topples off the side. You hear her screaming all the way down to the bottom, and it takes maybe a minute for her to stop screaming.
Oh,
it is cut off very suddenly. That was Molto Bene's turn. Unfortunately, the fight is not over. There's still two pure bloods and one brood guard.
Pick up the scraps, boys.
Linus calls out, good job, son. He cuts down the last of the brood guard. And Seahole, with another crack of lightning, finishes off the pure bloods. Unfortunately, another two villagers are cut down by knives.
Oh.
It's Drant. And Dr. Green Chapel are the only ones left.
Oh, I thought
you were saying you'd kill Drant and Green Chapel.
Oh my god.
The door continues to open as the blood of those who have died stops spilling onto the ground. And it was spilling very heavily onto the ground. Starts floating as if it were in water already. It starts rising upwards and moving as if it were in a larger body of water. And slowly, as if that larger body of water also had a current, starts moving towards the opening doorway. It is... Enemies dead. Lunabon, your turn.
Okay. Am I able to run to where our friends are?
Yeah, you can get there.
I would like to run to where my friends are.
You can cut down one friend.
Green Chapel?
All right. You cut Green Chapel down. She's unconscious, lying in your arms. That was Lunabon Goody.
Well, I'm going to reward myself for fighting so good a fight.
You keep drinking?
I haven't even started drinking, Adam.
You start drinking?
I lift the bowl up and I drink that wine.
Molto bene.
I go free Dr. Ant.
I
check if he's maybe got a scalpel on him to do it.
You free Drant with your dagger. Okay. He does not have a scalpel on him.
It's very hard to free an ant.
Mm-hmm.
It's so little. I'm amazed they got him strung up.
Exactly. I'm surprised an ant could get a doctorate.
Yeah.
What's his first name? Is his first name Drant? Dr. Yes. Drant Ant?
No, his full name is Drant.
Dr. Ant?
No.
I'm amazed they fit a stethoscope
on.
No. Oh, that's so adorable.
Little ant stethoscope.
It could be a bigger stethoscope because ants
Drant Iron Shield.
How many
Dr.
times
Drant
your body
Iron
weight?
Shield. How many what?
How many times their own body weight?
Hundreds?
Sure.
Yeah, no, thousands. Hundreds and thousands.
He's carrying like a regular stethoscope.
Mm-hmm. That's very cute.
Hi, Adam.
The last two daggers or the last two knives slash at where Drant and Green Chapel would have been, but obviously make connect with nothing. Then all of the knives fall lifelessly to the floor and the blood slowly begins to... The ritual obviously required two more people, and it didn't get those two more people. So the last of the blood seeps into the door. It is now open maybe halfway, and light is spilling heavily out into this room. You can see just beyond the doorway, just through the opening, a roiling mass of nothing. It boggles the mind to look at. You know that you are viewing another plane of existence. There's something about this place, something primal, something before time, space, and man. Something that you understand, some like recess back in somewhere deep in your mind, somewhere long before, back when you were a creature, back when your people were creatures swimming around in the Stygian pits. Understands is awful and evil and vile, something you utterly reject. But the door is not opening any further.
Adam, I finish the wine.
With a greedy burp, you finish.
I fling the bowl into the abyss. Well, we could climb the rope and get... Is there a way out of this off this platform?
Yeah, there's a path back presumably the other way out of the ziggurat.
I think we need to find Paula before we go leaving.
We need to find Paula.
We need to find Paula.
Seahawk, can you do something to wake our friends up?
Yes, of course.
Also, Seahawk, can you do something so that I'm not on 10 hit points? You might not understand what a hit point is.
One or the other.
Oh, no, says. Wake him up. I'm okay. I have one.
She rouses Green Chapel and Drant.
Dr. Are you Rant. Guys okay?
Drant, who's holding Drant? Oh,
I had Drant. Yeah. Dr. Drant.
Drant, you holding, cradling Drant turns into you hugging each other. He's sobbing heavily into your shoulder. Green Chapel, who's holding Green Chapel?
I was.
Green Chapel, her eyes slowly flutter open and she looks at you and a kind smile breaks out. She puts a hand on the side of your face and rubbing your cheek with her thumb, she says, I knew you'd come.
Of course. Have you seen Paula?
When they took me, they discarded her. I think they said something about not needing a rabbit for a human sacrifice.
Where did they put her?
I don't know. I think she's still in town. We didn't go far when they discarded her.
Adam. Yes. Adam. Adam.
Yes.
Adam.
Yes.
Adam.
Yes. Yeah.
Adam.
Yeah?
Adam.
Yes.
Are you suggesting that if we had have searched town for Paula, we may have found her?
Just the surrounding area.
Hmm.
So the door is still open and it's still partially open, and you kind of don't want to look into it. What are you doing?
We're going to leave, right?
Let's get out of here.
I think leaving would be the smart option. Is there any way to... shut the door completely? Is there anything we can see? Like, does it look like the...
Denda.
Oh, that sounds bad.
Is Denda
the door creaks, groans, and then begins to bend as something tremendous on the other side pushes itself up against the door. Eventually, the door completely buckles, falls away, and through a hole in nothing, a snake slowly begins to slither outwards. At first, you're paralyzed with fear before the front part of this giant snake's body lolls and laps itself over the path away out of here and slowly begins to curve and circle around your little platform. The snake's head is spade-shaped, but with cobra flanges? I'm not sure what you call them. Siding.
Hood.
To it. Yeah, a hood. A cobra's hood. As the snake slowly begins to curve around, it raises its head a little bit, and you can see in its hood is many different crystalline shards reflecting and refracting each other thousands upon thousands of times. You see yourselves in these reflections, murdered and destroyed and killed hundreds of different ways. You see your broken bodies falling, tumbling into the darkness around you. You see alternate histories or versions of reality where you lost the fight that you just won. You see casual deaths, brutal deaths, and just deaths to time itself. But in every single reflection, it is your own death that you see as the snake continues to slowly encircle you. Huh. Its skin is made out of lapping different stripes, colors of red and black and red and black and red and black. Eventually, you realize you've kind of come to. The fear is still there, but it has subsided somewhat.
Can I ask a question? I drank a whole bottle of wine. Is everybody else seeing this?
Yes.
Oh boy, howdy. Oh,
good, good, good. Nightmare snake of a thousand deaths. Great. I'm assuming it is Denda the snake because it keeps saying its name, which yes. I think is a stupid way to talk.
Yes.
It is I.
Oh, Hugh Denda.
I am Denda.
How do you spell Denda?
Returned to consume the suns.
You're going to eat the sun.
The world will once more be plunged into eternal darkness.
You're going to eat the sun?
Yes, of course.
How?
Denda slowly raises herself.
I'm going to go with the snake.
towards the ceiling of this giant room. You see rock and stone and dirt, and then eventually beyond it, grass and trees fade away, and sunlight spills into this room. This world has two suns and a sneaky third, but that's a tale for another day. One of the two suns begins to slowly dim.
Oh, well, okay, you don't have to... I apologize for doubting your capacity to eat a sun, ma'am.
Goodbye, mortals.
Denda slowly begins to rise up through that hole, ignoring you.
There's nothing we can do. If she can eat the sun, a fireball just is not going to do anything.
Dendar's body has yet to completely come through the portal, but the weight of what is through the portal so far is collapsing the platform you're on. Without even meaning to, just casually, you are about to fall to your death at the hands of Denda.
Wait, could we close the portal? That would cut it in half. That would kill it, surely.
Yes, we should try. 100%. That's what we should do.
I mean, we were going to fall to our deaths. But what a noble death. I'll sing about this for years.
Who's going to sing
the iron door that was keeping the hole shut is broken partially, but still on... For lack of a better term, it's hinges.
Linus, we have had our differences in the past. That is correct.
Linus throws his halberd to the ground. He doesn't say anything. He just nods.
Great, let's do this. I assist Linus in trying to get the door shut?
Maybe Seahole at first needs to give both of you a hand up. You climb up onto Dendar and then use that as kind of like a platform to keep going to get to the doorway.
Wait, so sorry, how would the door shut? Is the snake not in the way of closing the door?
It is.
But like, so it's a portal, so one... Yeah, right. So you couldn't shut the door without cutting the snake?
No, not that you know of.
And the snake's coming out pretty fast, so we wouldn't really have time to work at it.
You can certainly give it a shot. Are there any better idea?
Are there any pure bloods still around?
No, they're all dead.
Can we revive one?
yeah, actually, you could. Seahawk could.
Could we revive one and interrogate? No, he's going to fucking come
everywhere.
The
light dims as one of the suns goes out.
What?
Linus is at the door, iron door, and starts shoving it. It slams into Dendar, and Dendar's body halts. The head turns around to face down towards you.
Yeah, we like our son.
Push, boy!
I push.
Wait, what are the ed... Sorry, go on. Roll your dice.
You begin to push, you and Linus both pushing. As the door closes slowly, you see that Dendar's form shimmers a little bit. Not completely through the doorway. Dendar is not here, not there. Truly. Either yet.
You guys look like you need a hand. A mage hand. And I cast mage hand to kind of help close the door.
Mage hand can move 5 pounds, but it's
I
helping.
I think you'll find 10 pounds. Adam.
I'm so sorry. Mage hand can move with both hands. Mage hand can move 10 pounds. You, Linus, and Goody all begin shoving against the door. The door slowly working across its hinges as it closes because it had never properly opened. The ritual had never properly completed. Dendar is not properly here yet. And in a diminished capacity, Dendar's body is giving way to you closing the door.
I join in.
Yes.
Keep up pushing. We're going to put this big snaky bastard back in whatever hellscape it has crawled from.
No! No! The
Yes.
I'm back. Oh, I'm getting out of here.
And that snake from before pops in and then pops out.
Dendar's body begins to very quickly try to get all the way through the door as you're closing it on its
Bush!
On Dendar. With one mighty heave, you all shove as hard as possible and the door clam, slams shut. On Dendar, Dendar's form in this world disappears into a gas, and you hear an awful hissing and wailing sound on the other side of the door.
You will not defy me forever.
The other sun reignites.
Hey!
Guys, that was fucking awesome.
Sorry for swearing, Mum. Little one.
It's allowed.
Damn straight.
Seahawk says, there's not a lot of time for celebration. Dendar's weight has kind of broken a lot of the support of this platform. It looks like it's caving in. We should leave.
We should leave. But before we leave, we need to make sure that no one can ever access this temple and open it.
I don't think that's going to be a problem. The platform is crumbling away.
Oh, well, that's good then.
Out we go. We'll go back to...
We sprint through the collapsing...
I'd like to fireman carry... Room. No. Honeymoon carry Miss
right,
Green Chapel.
I'm actually going to be quickly. Rolling because it's kind of important. You might fall to your death right now.
Oh.
Oh, fuck. Really?
What?
Yep. So...
Paula, no, I didn't say goodbye.
I have a fortuitous circumstance, Adam.
Yeah?
Can I use it so we can escape?
For those of you listening, Shanks picked up a handle that had is not connected to anything.
That wasn't really related to my sound.
Yeah, I know. But
it
appeared
like it
as though it was. Yeah, you're like, ooh, actually, Adam, this handle
Can
you
I
gave
use this handle
at the beginning of the adventure. You gave me this handle, not realizing that now is the time to use it. You wind back time. Everything. You're back on the Titanic.
Oh, God,
we've come so far. Yeah. Wow.
All right. In the end, it doesn't even matter.
All right, calm down there, all of Linkin Park.
Yeah, the second Linkin Park reference.
You can use fortuitous circumstance if you want, and I will say you can save with it one person out of your group. You can just pick someone and they will not need a roll. They're just safe.
I reckon you said after the roll.
Yeah, I'm going to hold on to it.
If you hold on to it, it's going to be something else. Use it now. It's a guaranteed safe passage for one person.
Excluding
use it later.
Us,
I'll
or...
make it something else. Including you. Anyone. There's five people here. You three, Linus. Oh, no, more than five. Sorry. You three, Linus, Seahall, Green Chapel, Drant.
Dr. Ant.
Drant.
I want to honeymoon carry Green Chapel because I imagine she's not too nimble because she's an old lady.
Correct.
Great. Good.
All right. And are you going to spend it now?
What do you reckon, guys?
Honeymoon carry Green Chapel and do it on yourself.
Molto Bene is a halfling and is going to have disadvantage to all of these checks because he doesn't move as fast.
Yeah.
Your movement speed is
20
feet.
I have Step of the Wind too, so I can move very quick if I need to, and I've still got to keep
it. The more people you carry, though, the less likely that's going to matter.
I have halfling nimbleness, which means that I'm able to move through creatures larger than me.
Unfortunately, that's not really what's going to kill you.
The temple's bigger, and what is falling if not a creature of despair?
Unfortunately, a temple is not a creature.
I'd like Molto Bene to be safe.
All right, you're going to use your fortuitous circumstance?
Yes.
All right, Molto Bene, you're just going to make... You were already sprinting when this first started happening. Mm-hmm. You saw the writing on the wall, figuratively.
I should Step of the Wind, shouldn't I?
Yeah, look, it'd help.
I'm going to Step of the Wind while carrying Mrs. Greenchapel.
All right, I'll give you advantage.
Ma'am, I have you. Let's go.
All right. And Lunabon.
I wish so... much.
Oh,
could...
Lunabon, you're lagging behind.
Oh, no, fuck.
You're...
Plus, is skill roll?
Yeah.
Yep, yeah, okay, plus
it's,
12.
What is, plus a d12.
Yeah.
You're close. You're sprinting. Let me roll for Drant. No, Drant's fine.
Fuck Drant.
Let me roll
the fucking
for Seahole. Unless anyone wants to spend a good boy card to save
I've got nothing. No emotional connection to Seahole. I don't give a fuck. As she falls, I flip her off.
You held her hand for a minute, remember?
Oh,
and
gosh,
she made
that was
it
so
too.
Long ago. Seahull, no!
Seahull is the last one off the cliff. She's making sure that everyone else is getting off there safely, which kind of fits in with her character, I suppose.
Yeah.
She's sprinting. She's the last one along the bridge. The bridge is collapsing behind her. It starts falling where she's stepping. And at first she's doing the Legolas in The Hobbit where she's running on the rocks.
Ooh, Adam.
But then she's running for too long on the rocks. She falls into the darkness.
Do I have a chance to throw Green Chapel forward and grab her?
No, you're too far away. You Step of the Wind. You're so far away.
Can I Step of the Wind back?
No, this is like the first round. You've used Step of the Wind already.
But I want to save her, Adam.
Oh, no. No, she was so kind.
I don't think you can. I'm sorry.
Fuck.
You keep running. Hand. You're not done yet.
Oh, no.
You're not out. You get on the other side of the bridge. Now you're in a dimly lit corridor. The corridor has disfigured forms of people and Yonti, and you realize they're statues transforming from human into Yonti. A big carving in the roof. Does anyone know Draconic?
Oh, actually, I know Halfling.
No, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
No.
A big carving says something in the roof, but you're not sure what. You sprint through this room. The collapsing is... This room is rumbling as well. It starts collapsing around you.
We have to run an hour uphill.
Oh, my.
Do we?
What?
Yeah, it took us an hour to get down.
But that was a different passageway.
And we were walking.
Lunabon, good boy card.
Oh, thank God.
Molto Bene.
I'm still carrying Green Chapel. I didn't throw it because...
Oh, wait. Who did you save with this? You saved...
Yeah, Molto.
Yeah,
saved
was I about to die?
Well, you were.
Okay.
You were just about to die.
I've saved Molto.
Goody, you're lagging behind as well, even with your Step of the Wind.
I've got Green Chapel as well.
Yep.
Can I give him
he's
a...
He's fine for now,
okay.
But he's just not ahead of the pack anymore. You're all together. Linus. Drant. Anyone want to save Linus?
Oh.
He just rolled a one.
Adam, I've got nothing. I've got nothing.
You've got one card.
I got one card.
Oh, two cards, actually.
I would rather use it to save you guys if you need, so I'm not going to die.
Linus is
going to
die.
Well, I like Linus. He's so brave even when he's dead. Kill him.
Oh.
Linus, as a piece of the, a large piece of the ceiling crumbles in, Linus catches it, holds it for a brief second, the rest of you run through.
Oh.
Linus looks specifically at you, Molto Bene, and he says, you got to be a good kid on your own now.
And then hail!
And then the roof collapses on him.
Oh my gosh.
It's three, Green Chapel, and Drant.
I'm not letting this goblin go, Adam.
You start sprinting up a stairwell. This one seems a lot faster than the previous one. It looks like you're not taking as roundabout away. You sprint past side room after side room after side room, ignoring anything that isn't immediately the exit out of here.
Dungeon.
All right, actually, I rolled.
There was a whole dungeon.
All the side quests we missed.
Oh, goody, you use Step of the Wind. You use another key point. You're going to need to.
Okay.
Oh, you still are falling behind. You're not in trouble yet, but you're up the back of the group now. You're carrying Green Chapel and you're slowing down. It's exhausting to sprint for this long. You've been fighting for so long as well. You're carrying Green Chapel's figure in your arms.
I'm not putting her down.
All right. You get.
There is no way she'd be able to run this escape.
Oh no, she'd be dead at this
point.
Yeah,
no, fuck. I'm not putting this old lady down.
She has a worse movement speed than Molto Bene.
Oh,
who I saved.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Drant. Drant for this section. All right, Drant's still fine. All right, you get to the top. You can see light. You can see the outside world. It's one last mad dash to get out of the ziggurat.
Yep.
Let's go, boys and ladies and friends.
Goody, you are so lucky. Oh, wait. Are you still using Step of the Wind?
Yes.
You got to spend another key point then.
I will. I've got one key point left from my... I'm done.
I'm out of key after this.
Lunabon. Lunabon. Has anyone got anything for Lunabon?
I got a thing for Lunabon.
Can reroll?
Reroll? Yep. Lunabon, you make it out with seconds to spare. Drant... Drant's fine. Drant, of course he is.
Fucker built that shitty boat.
Drant also sprints out. Maybe he's side by side with you, Lunabon. You get outside the ziggurat. You stop for a second. You can hear the collapsing, crumbling behind you. Then, at the top of the ziggurat, the stones beneath you begin to shift. And you realize, of course, if the inside is collapsing, the outside is collapsing as well. You need to get to the
fucking bus.
Oh my gosh!
You need to get to the bottom of this ziggurat fast.
I have one key point left.
Are you spending it?
Not yet.
All right. Oh, you should.
Adam!
I mean, I got one card.
You can spend the card to spend a key point.
Well, I'll spend the last key point.
Because then this card could be for anyone.
Yeah.
All right, you get down. You're out. You're free. You're clear.
Green Chapel's with
Green
me
Green Chapel's with you.
Thank God.
Molto Bene, you didn't need a roll. You were ahead of the pack well before. You get out.
Great.
Lunabon. Oh, that's a one. Spend the card.
Okay, so this is a plus 1d4 after making a skill, or it's reroll's probably better, right?
Reroll would be better, okay. Yeah. Oh,
let's
God.
Let's reroll it.
All right. Do you want to roll it?
Yep.
You need to get at least an 8.
Ooh. Oh.
12.
Oh. All right. You're free. You're clear.
I thought that was a 4.
Oh, no.
Drant.
Dr. Ant.
Drant's clear.
Oh, piece of shit.
The ziggurat crumbles and collapses.
Can we try and do like a 4-layer crumble of that? Like somebody does like the high end, like what you just did. I'll do like a bassy rumble. You can sort of like, what do you want to do?
I can do the like crackling of different things.
Okay.
I can do birds flying away.
Okay, great. Okay. And we'll do 3, 2, 1. That sounded awesome.
The ziggurat collapses, and there is nothing left but a pile of loose rocks.
Miss Greenchapel, yes. Are you all right?
I'm fine. Thank you so much. She hugs you close.
That is good. Are you two okay?
Nearly.
I'm fine. And Dr. Ant,
Linus.
I'm sorry. You were weirdly close with that man who thought we were your parents.
And maybe I thought he was mine. But not really. You guys are my parents. And I hug them. I hug them so close. Yes. It's a group hug.
Yes, it's a good hug.
Yes, yes. We need to get. We need to get back to town. We need to find. We need to find.
Paula.
Yes. Remember her name.
Can I cast a silent image of Paula? So yeah, you think sure. He's here? No, that's too mean. That'd be great if you were dead.
On the walk back to town,
Drant thanks
you profusely. And right before town, he doesn't get a chance to say it just yet, but right before town, Grant is in the Gaul. Sorry. I don't know what I went there.
Who the fuck is Grant?
It's Gokta Ant.
Right before, in the doorway to town, Gaul is standing there. In his hands is Paula. I believe this belongs to you, lass.
Thank you. Paula.
Hold Paula over. When you're in town...
Does she still hate me?
Yeah, she's trying to get away from your kisses.
I love you.
No,
I'm
no,
never leaving
no,
you again.
No. Please let me go.
You'll fix it.
She starts fighting against you.
I get scratched. I don't even care.
No, I mean like trying to get out of your grasp. She can't. I hate this. She starts. Can rabbits cry?
Well, to her.
This one can.
Weep.
This one can. This one starts crying.
You'll feel fine in 5 days.
All right, you're crazy. So,
Jackson here. Sorry for interrupting. Here's a quick word from our sponsors. Also, this Melbourne International Comedy Festival, I'm going to be hosting a nasty game show called Big Deal that you better fucking come to. Grab your tickets from our website, sanspantsradio.com/live. As you were.
Mr. Gaul.
Yes.
I would like to report an apology on behalf of Miss Alanis and Miss Seahall. They will not be joining us.
That is sad to hear. But I have good news. I managed to work out a cure.
You did?
Well, that's... The people who were sick, they're gonna be fine.
Mr. Gaul, will we need that cure since we also came into contact with the creature that created the disease?
I imagine you'll want to take the potion as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you can put it in a whiskey of some kind, that'd be even better.
You're all Drant, Gaul, you three, maybe, yeah, Miss Green Chapel. Actually, you'd be sitting in her house. We're all sitting in her house. You're having tea, scones, and scotch for some of you. And Drant, sitting down with you, says, I've got a confession to make. My name isn't Drant. My name is Dr. Ant. Iron Shield. I didn't want to tell you this at the time, but I am the designer of the Titanic. I thought she was impregnable.
But then she got pregnant.
Pregnant with failure.
That's what people typically mean when they say impregnable.
Typically, I haven't counted many people who say impregnable.
Well, how many engineers do you know?
Very few, except for Dr. Drant Ant.
No, it's Dr. Ant Drant Iron Shield.
Well.
What do you do?
Well.
Not that you have to do anything.
Well.
Dropping your anger is also an option. Or you just hit him. Or
West
you could kill him.
Don't do it. You're always like this when you're not drunk.
Maybe do it.
I am drunk. I drank an entire bottle of wine and I've been drinking scotch and magic potion.
Well, I've been drinking in the warmth of this new family unit that I found, okay? And I don't think that families should be built upon a basis of hatred and vengeance and violence. We just saw Seahole, who I held hands with for 2 minutes, fall to her death. And it's into a void darker than the one inside my soul.
I say he designed something that was unnatural and shouldn't have been.
That's a boat, and I understand. My concern is more that he designed a bad one.
Then do what you must. I pat Paula real hard. And slow,
no,
like,
wait, no, I hate this.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
You're awful. I hate you.
No, you don't.
I hate you.
No. Give it 5 days. Give it 5 days. Give it 5 days.
I hate you.
I love you so much.
Miss spits in your face. Imagining a rabbit spitting in someone's face is very funny.
Miss Greenchapel?
Yes.
I seek your counsel, considering that I view you as possibly one of the nicest people that I have ever had the pleasure of meeting, and that you have taken us all under your wing despite not needing to at all.
Oh, she pats your hand and then gives you a little hug.
Oh. Dr. Ant over here has lied to us, has caused the death of several thousand people, built a boat very poorly that he arrogantly believed was impregnable, therefore didn't even think there was any need to have any lifeboats of any kind. The boat sank and put us on this island, which put us through the violent adventure. Naturally, we did get to meet you, which was a great honor and a privilege, but it put us through a great deal of misery in which that rabbit over there no longer cares a great deal about her companion. Molto Bene is now 37, 38.
I don't even know.
I think I know how to fix this. You're having a little dispute with your good friend there, Dr. Aunt Drant Ironshield. I have just the thing for it, dearie. She walks into her room and comes out with a very wide knitted jumper that says, "Are getting along" jumper on it. She puts it over you and over Drant. You're wearing this for the rest of the day now.
I love you.
That's amazing. I am covered in blood and have a dead snake around my neck.
She's made all of you have baths.
Yeah, this was later. This is
Yeah.
We're all fully healed and have all of our spells back.
Drant, I'm going to make you a deal.
Mm-hmm.
You will never design another thing again in your life. If I find out that you have...
I don't think I want to.
I will tie you to a rock and put you at the bottom of the ocean where you belong.
Could not imagine ever wanting to design something that had no lifeboats in it again. Yeah, let alone anything. Sorry?
Also, just fuck you.
So.
I bite him.
Hey! Mrs. Greenchapel smacks you on the back of the head.
Sorry, ma'am. I had to get that one in.
Oh, did you just then? Well, that's it for Crumpets and you then. Everyone else gets another round, and I'm making savory crumpets.
Damn.
That's my favorite type. Hey, guys, we've been on a great adventure together. And as a bard, I think it's only fair that we have a song.
Yeah, please.
Yes, please.
Mrs. Greenchapel absolutely has a harp, and you can absolutely play her harp.
That's great. I was about to get out my lute, but instead... I was going to get out my lute that sounds suspiciously like a harp, but instead... Okay, bear with this. Oh, shit. I know I'm holding this backwards.
This is literally the best thing that has ever happened on D&D.
Well, it's out of...
Oh, Mrs. Greenchapel, she doesn't play much.
Okay, now we're starting a song. And I'm going to start by throwing it over to Quest Mom. Go.
Okay. The folly of man got us again. When will we learn that only plants are our friends? All the animals don't like me anymore. I can't wait to see what the future has in store. My friends all got drunk.
Go on, Mom.
Some of them got old. I hope our story will never be told. There is no hope as long as we keep listening to people who put us in deep water and trouble and sometimes the drink.
Seahole is dead. She fell on her head. She held my hand for a minute. And Linus was brave, but he squashed in a cave. Now, oh, his grave, he is in it.
Take it, Dad.
I can get there, it's fine, I'll be right. And now we're sitting here inside
this lovely house with you, Miss Greenchapel. You're the goblin lady of our hearts, and we're very glad that you could take us in. And we're going to stay here for a while and learn about the trees. And make sure that Dr. Ant never builds another boat like these, because they were terrible, Dr. Ant, you piece of shit. How the fuck would you build a boat without a live boat? Sorry, I digress.
No swearing.
Apologies. Let's have another drink with friends.
I'm back to sing a song and a snake from the mouth. I slip my way down the hill, and inside I shall shout my snaky tales to be heard across the sea. But if you like to hear a snake story, come along with me.
Oh, God, Adam, do you want to sing a verse?
Mrs. Greenchapel looks like she wants to join in at least.
Come on, miss.
You've had a big day. Now it's time to go away. To bed, little dearies, to bed. It's been such a long fight. You've been really good.
Well, thank you.
And you fought that giant snake with its hood.
Mrs. Greenchapel tucks you all into sleep. Some time passes on the island. You speak with several people, maybe even tentatively, very tentatively, with Drant about a method of getting off the island. He is the man who built the Titanic, but he's the only engineer on this island.
Well,
you, whether or not anything comes of that is something distantly in the future for you, though. In the present, about a couple weeks after your tussle at the ziggurat, you, Goody, wake up one morning and you feel ill. You feel awful. You feel absolutely sick. You wander over to Miss Greenchapel, doesn't really have a proper mirror. Everything in her house is repurposed from something. It's more just a sheet of metal that has been polished to kind of resemble a mirror. You look at yourself in the mirror and you see that your regular eyes have turned to slits.
Well, fuck me dead.
And you cast your gaze back and now you don't know why, you don't know how, but somehow you know how to speak Yawn-Ti. You know their language. They're hissing. It's in your brain.
This can't be a good development.
You flash back to the room that you ran through in the ziggurat with the many different snakes and people in different stages of agony and metamorphosis. And you know that it's metamorphosis because the words on the roof read, "Transformation to Yawn-Ti, holy ritual." And the first statue was a human drinking deeply from a bowl.
Oh, no.
And that's where we'll end this. Can Lunabon ever accept humanity as worth saving? Will Molto Bene survive high school? Will our heroes ever escape the island? And what horrors are in store for Goody? Thank you for listening to Into the Jungle Island of Dendar, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the Sandspans Radio Network, just head to sandspansplus.com and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's sandspansplus.com.